Hi, this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here at the AOC 2019 Annual Conference. I think this must be my 15th Association of Colleges Annual Conference. So join me as I chat with the main speakers from the stage, some interesting people from the breakouts, and some interesting people in the audience around the latest news and views from AOC 2019. So this is Gavin from FE News. We're here at the AOC Annual Conference 2019. I'm here with Mark from ETF.
Hi, I'm Mark Wright. I'm the Head of Leadership Development at ETF.
So, Mark, can we chat around where leadership and development is at now and where you see it going to in the future?
Yeah, sure. I think we have to recognise that the leadership succession pipeline is quite damaged in the sector, and there is a lot of work to do to repair that. ETF's been on the case, as it were, for quite a few years now, given that it started off looking to repair the very senior levels with our strategic leadership program and our preparation for CEO program as well. But that in itself is not sufficient. It has to be built downwards, as it were, so that people have much better opportunities to aspire to leadership at a much earlier stage in their career. So we're looking to put more provision around there and to then build on and augment our work in middle leadership. So we have our Leading from the Middle program, which again is really it's an excellent program based on really trying to galvanise a really important part of the college sector. It's the engine room of colleges. So really make sure that they both enable them to make a real start there and what they need to do to go forward, but also aspire to those senior positions. We need to expand the pool of talents going for those senior positions, because at the moment, all too often, they're just not strong enough. We also ideally want to then galvanise senior leadership further to take on more system leadership roles. So I think overall, a lot of our leadership development is focused on three core areas. It's leadership of the self. There's a strong need for resilience at the moment, given the challenges that leaders face. Then it's making sure that they have a really strong focus on the day job, the college itself, and making sure that's as rigorous and robust as possible. And if they can manage to do that in a trying time, to then start thinking beyond that and outwards, not just beyond their communities, but more nationally. We need more system leaders to then, so that the sector itself can start to lead itself more effectively. I think if we could do that and achieve that, I think government would be much more favourable than it is at the moment. It's doing some great stuff for us, but quite rightly, it sees a sector that's in some challenge and some turmoil. We need to give them evidence that they can trust us. So I think that's, if we can start to really move in that direction. But so in a way, we need to do this all at the same time. We're really trying to plug the holes, as it were, and allow people to really move through that succession pipeline and really aspire to that far end of the track.
And what do you see to be the future of leadership development in the sector? What, if you could dream, what would you see we've achieved over the next sort of 2-3 years? What would be the ultimate sort of way of moving the sector forward for leadership and development?
I think it's basically building the momentum for what we've got so far. It's making sure people understand what the overall workforce strategy is, so there's less compartmentalisation. We all need to work to that one model. I mean, ETF should never and never can be the covering all leadership development, of course, but we do need to point to where excellence is. So one of the things we're also doing is starting to devise a leadership excellence framework, so that each point of the process of going through the leadership pipeline, so they really understand what excellence looks like. So it's not just a competency framework. That competency frameworks can too often be the manifesto of the mediocre. This is something we can really point to what good and effective workforce development looks like. I think if we move in that direction, that's when it becomes much more of a self-sustaining system. You get to the point where the leadership capacity is built sufficiently, so the wounds to the succession pipeline starts to heal itself. But I think if we can do that within 3 to 4 or 5 years, for example, that will make the system much more return to its essential resilience. We always talk about FEs being the resilient sector, but that's taken a bashing in the last few years. This is our opportunity to really work together more collaboratively, perhaps temper some of the local competition that isn't always that helpful, and to work together to forge something that's much more about that leadership agency and leadership capacity. And that's the thing that's going to help both the sector and, more importantly, for that leadership to trickle down through the college and into the learners and into society. If we're going to make a good, if we're going to basically deal with the future that looks quite both exciting and unnerving, given the fourth industrial revolution, that's a leadership issue. We've got to make sure that we can lead through this, and the learners will. That's the one thing we need to leave them with, is that they can not only learn a skill and a trade, but also that how to lead their own life through this very, very tumultuous time we're going through, and will certainly, it's going to, the pace will only step up.
So can we have an explore around coaching and where you see the future for leadership and development?
Yeah, I mean, coaching is it's one of the most effective forms of CBD, and when it's done well, then it's the best thing to have in a development program, which is why most of our development programs have a coaching element. And what we found is that increasingly that coaching element gets trickled down into the college. What we would like to see ultimately is those colleges who can try and build a coaching culture within the college. And try and encourage people to do some co-coaching, again with the right parameters in the same space. It's a great way to galvanise and improve capacity of leadership at low cost. I mean, if you can get someone in to train at a reasonable rate, then you're able to do something that really does have a long-term impact on the college. So again, it is making sure it's effective, and you can get, if you get a poor coach doing the interventions that aren't that effective, well, that you have to watch for that. But I think if we really work to find opportunities to where we can start to see those cultures. So absolutely, we're all for seeing that proliferate across the sector. But we also recognise there are some challenges, the time involved. But there has to come a time when we recognise that you do have to take a step back at times to develop yourself. And if the college can't afford some of the local programs, then why can't they do it themselves?
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released?